Hi, everyone. We'll go ahead and get started. Call this meeting to order for the Community Corrections Partnership. It's Wednesday, April 30th, 2025. And we'll be starting at 8:32 a.m. And we'll begin with a roll call, and I'll turn it over to Ms. Vaughn.
Chief Dickinson.
Here.
Board Executive Officer Lee.
Here.
District Attorney Zimmer. Public Defender Kane.
Terrell Wakeman is a proxy for Mr. Kane.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Here.
Director Burrows.
Here.
Chief Perry. Administrator Olvera.
Here.
Director Modillo.
Here.
Executive Director Corson.
Here.
Supervisor Perez.
Priscilla Sanchez on PBM.
Chief Workforce Development Officer Evan.
That was your wish, Mike, for Chief Evans.
Superintendent Ruben.
Deborah Blaine.
And Victim Services Coordinator Beeson.
Here.
Great, thank you. And now we'll move on to the consent agenda. And we have two items on consent. They're noticed as CA1 and CA6. And they are considered routine and non-controversial by staff and will be approved by one motion if no member of the board or public wishes to comment or ask questions. If comment or discussion is desired by anyone, the item will be removed from the consent agenda and will be considered in the listed sequence with an opportunity for any member of the public to address the board concerning the item before its action is taken. The staff recommendations are shown in caps after each item. So, do we have any public comment on any items on the consent agenda? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
I second.
Ms. Olvera, Mr. Murillo. And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Any abstentions? All right, motion carries. And that takes us to item number two, which is public presentations. The public is provided an opportunity to comment on agenda items at the time those items are discussed by the CCP. This portion of the meeting is reserved for persons to address the CCP on any matter not on the agenda, but under the jurisdiction of the CCP. Members may make statements or answer questions posed. They may ask questions for clarification through the CCP, make a referral to staff for factual information, or request staff to report back to the CCP at a later meeting, and speakers are limited to 2 minutes. Do we have any public comment on any items not on the agenda? All right, seeing none, that takes us to item number three, chairperson's report. I just have a couple of things. One, the plans for the June meeting were due from the members last Friday on April 25th. If you haven't submitted them yet, please do so as soon as possible. And if you have any last minute changes, please submit those to staff as soon as possible as well. And then the other thing is just that the May revise state budget will be coming out later on in May. That could change the allocation amount some. If it does, staff will reach out to you and let you know what those changes are so that you can adjust your proposals accordingly. And those are the only two reports that I have. And it takes us to item number four, is CCP committee member announcements or reports. So any member can make an announcement or report on their own department's activities, and I'll open it up to the group to see if there are any.
Just for kind of behavioral health, you guys have the flyer. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and so from behavioral health and health providers host a slew of events in May. Many of them are free and open to the public. I just want to encourage you all and the public as well to share the information with those that you're serving, but they're also open to anybody in the community. So please share the information forward. Lots of resources available, lots of activities for families as well regarding mental illness awareness. So thank you.
Thank you, Director Burrows. Anyone else? Okay, hearing none. Takes us to the reason we're here today. Number five, the community-based organization program request for proposal process update. And for this, I'll turn it over to Ms. Vaughn.
Yes, so I'd like to have Wendy May come up. She's a departmental analyst with our department who will go over the CBO program. Anyone coming up?
And thank you, Ms. May. Before, just so everybody knows, the agenda item is listed as CCP item number 5 as part of your packet as well.
All right, good morning, CCP members. My name is Lindsay May, departmental analyst with Kern County Probation and the project facilitator for this year's community-based organization request for proposal. On March 12th of this year, this committee authorized the development of the new CDO RFP with funding totaling $8.5 million. Staff at Probation, the Sheriff's Office, and Behavioral Health have collaborated on the RFP, and it has been submitted for approval by the appropriate county authorities. The funding will be allocated to specific target areas as follows: housing, 75%, education, vocational, and employment services, 12%, case management, 7%, and other evidence-based practices or best practices, 6%. At this time, the RFP is expected to remain on the following schedule: Board of Supervisors approval on May 20th, issuance date, May 21st, pre-proposal meeting date, June 17th, and the proposal due date of July 2nd. The evaluation committee has been confirmed and is expected to begin meeting later this summer. 5 members have been nominated from the following departments: Kern County Probation, Kern County Sheriff's Office, Kern Behavioral Health and Recovery Services, Public Defender, and Kern County Superior Courts. Upon issuance of the RFP, proposing vendors will be able to view and download the RFP from the county website. Proposers will have the opportunity to attend the pre-proposal meeting on June 17th, which is the halfway point to the proposal due date. This meeting is an opportunity for vendors to learn about the requirements of the RFP, the needs of the county and desired services, and to ask any questions that they may have. Later this summer, the evaluation committee will have met to determine critical scoring elements. These may include, but are not limited to, the following: demonstrated understanding of the RFP and needs of the county, experience in the field and with the government sector, cost of services provided, and once the evaluation committee has determined the highest scoring proposals, I will present the recommended awards to the CCP in the fall of this year, with contract negotiations soon to follow. Lastly, awarded vendors are expected to have board-approved contracts in December 2025 that will become effective as of January 1st, 2026, for a period of 3 years, terminating on December 31st, 2028. We will continue to keep the CCP apprised of the status of the RFP as it progresses throughout the course of this year. I am happy to answer any further questions that you may have.
Thank you, Ms. May. Anyone from the committee have any questions for Ms. May about the RFP process?
I just wanted to further let you state that $8.5 million is the largest amount the CCP has awarded to CDOs, so I think that says something towards the importance of our community-based organizations and serving this population.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. Any other questions from the CCP? Any public comment on this item? Seeing none, and this is a receive and file, correct? Right, we don't have to make any motions on this one. Okay. Duly noted. That takes us to item number 7. We'll meet again Wednesday, June 11th at 8:30 here, and that's when we'll be reviewing our annual plan. And with that, I'll adjourn as the CCP at 8:40 a.m. and in a few moments we'll reconvene as executive. Thank you guys, appreciate your time. All right, I think we'll go ahead and convene as the executive committee April 30th, 2025 at 8:41 a.m. And I'll turn it over to Becky for a roll call.
Chief Dickens.
Here.
Board Executive Officer Lee.
Here.
District Attorney Zimmer. Public Defender King.
Gerald Wakeman is a proxy for Mr. King.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Here.
Director Burrow.
Here.
Chief
Tim. Great. All right. We have a quorum. First item is consent agenda. For this one, it's CA1 and CA4. And I'll take any public comment on the consent agenda. Seeing and hearing none, take a motion to approve.
Youngblood.
Second on behalf of Mr. King.
All right. Second. Wakeman. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Any abstentions?
Right.
Motion carries on consent. Public presentations. Anyone from the public would like to make a presentation? Seeing and hearing none, move on to item number three, executive committee member announcements. Does anyone have any announcements they'd like to make? All right, hearing none, takes us to number five. The next executive committee will follow the CCP meeting on June 11th here in this building, and we'll discuss and finalize the annual plan. And with that, we'll adjourn at 8:43 a.m. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
That's true.
She does.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
You're joking. Yesterday.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Take care.
Everything going okay?
Yeah. As far as I know.
Just Vegas retired here, right?
Oh, yeah.
He did retire.
George Vega. He retired. Bush, I mean?
Vega
retired.
Did he really?
Yes.
Okay.
A long time ago.
Has he been subbing in at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot.
Okay.
He's there on the assigned judges program quite a bit.
I saw him on the news this morning. They did a story on Vietnam.
Okay.
I interviewed him at length as part of it. Bob Price did the story. It was really good. I was going to share the email, but I thought he might have loved it.
Yeah, he retired a long time ago. Oh, it's been a few years.
Yeah.
And then Bush is this week. So,
yeah.
Oh, so I'll see you there.
Good.
Yeah, see you there.
That guy's about to have
a
Yeah.
That's blood and guts.
I know. Yes. Those guys,
See you, Joe.
Take care. Thanks for coming, Tara.
See you, right?
They did the retirement at DHS staff. And, about 34 years. And then right after that, they were doing the proclamation for the subsequent really check in. So, Chris, how long have you been here? Close to 50 and all this stuff they talked about. His age a little bit, and almost right there that Jeremy did a presentation.
Oh, yeah.
And,
anyway.
Yeah.
So I came this morning, I'm like, I said, I just, when they did the agent at home, I just thought it was really